724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn. Weekdays from 12:30 to 2 on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program for a Tuesday. We have guests who will be joining us later on the program today, but open talk to begin with. Our phone number is 283-2525, 283-2525. Later on the program today, we're going to be chatting with two young women with whom we've chatted before. They are Kirsten and Kiara Wood, and they're once again organizing a fundraiser for awareness of Huntington's disease. And what is that? Is it a rare disease, a rare condition? We'll talk about it with the young ladies today. And also on the program today, Stan Kosciuszko will be visiting with us, the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. And we'll also be chatting with Kristen Kane from the Atrium and a member of the board of the Butler County Young Professionals. So lots of guests to chat with later on the program today, but open talk to begin with. 283-2525 is our number. And when we say open talk on the program, that's what we mean. Open talk, your choice of subjects, your thoughts, your comments. 283-2525. Let's get right to the people today without wasting any time at all. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to hope the top Butler sticks their guns on that school board. They want too much for their teaching there down there.
You mean in South Butler, sir?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They want that 7 years, and then they want 12 years on their health insurance after every 12 or 8 years on their spouse. That's a bunch of baloney. And then they don't want to pay anything on their deductibles.
That would seem like a pretty favorable contract if they got everything they were apparently asking for.
Well, yeah, they agreed on that arbitrator, whatever that was, and then obviously the arbitrator didn't agree with them, and then they voted no on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're correct on all counts. That's how it stands at this point. Now, the demands, the proposals by the teachers, that was information released by the school district. So
correct.
I don't know whether the teachers have another side to that or not. They have not responded to a request for comment. But those
they only work part-time. How much money can they really make? They're one of the highest paid in Pennsylvania. The average person down there is making over $50,000, if not more.
No, I don't have any idea about that. I couldn't tell you, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Can I bring up another subject?
Of course.
If Butler County don't have no money, how are they siding the new building up there, or the old building, to match the other buildings? They're putting some kind of siding on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They floated a bond issue to cover that, I believe. In fact, I'm positive they did. Yeah.
Well, you still got to pay for the bonds, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's borrowing the money is what it's doing.
Yeah.
I think they may have tacked it onto an earlier bond issue and got a lower interest rate or something like that. But it's still, I mean, the bottom line is they're borrowing the money. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have money, you can't rob Peter to pay Paul. Just to make things, if the building didn't look bad, they're just, don't make no sense explaining one hand, we don't have no money, and then go and borrow more money to make something that doesn't look bad.
Well, are you sure it's... I don't know anything about that building, but are you sure that there wasn't a danger of the building deteriorating, that it wasn't just purely cosmetic?
Well, if you talk to people who work there, yes, it's cosmetic.
Well, the understanding that I had, and again, I don't have any expertise here, but the understanding that I had was that those were pre-stressed concrete panels that were put up there, and the information that I had was that the rebar was starting to rust through the concrete. So that I mean, obviously it looked bad, but I think that it may have been more serious than that.
Maybe it was just a disgruntled worker then telling me then.
I don't know. I wasn't. I think if I can remember correctly, I think the bond issue that they floated to build that building was just about paid off. So maybe they found some money there. I don't know. I don't know the details.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Bye.
283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. Open talk here on the program today. It's a pretty unusual situation in the South Butler School District where it's over 3 years now. Over 3 years that the teachers there have been working without a contract. So obviously they're working under the terms of the expired agreement. So, I mean, that's almost unheard of, I think, to go 3 years, now going on 3.5 years without a contract. Now, I'm not assigning any blame one way or another. It's just it's a long time to be without a contract. And, of course, any contract is going to be retroactive. It's going to go back, automatically, it's going to go back 3 years. So, if you... I don't know the details of the information that was released by the school board, but if you, for example, approve of a new four-year contract, I'm assuming you'd add 3 years retroactive onto that to cover the years. Well, maybe that's how they get the 7 years. I don't know. 283-2525 is the number. It's open talk on the program today. 283-2525. What to say about the carnage in Las Vegas? What can be said? I don't know. There was, for a time yesterday, when I was kind of numb about the whole thing, it was just, I know when I got up early yesterday morning and first checked the news wire, the death toll was two people confirmed dead. And then it just kept climbing throughout the morning by leaps and bounds until the last number I saw was at least 59 dead with 525 people wounded. That is carnage. That is horrendous violence. What to do? Can we do anything about it? I don't know. I was just kind of numbed all day yesterday by the news. It was hard to watch it on TV last night, wasn't it? 283-2525 is our number. Open talk, 283-2525. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Of course. I take exception to the gentleman who called just previously.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am not part of that school district, I've been a teacher. And if he thinks teachers are part-time employees, he better walk in their shoes for a while. Believe me, you may only see 8 months, 9 months out of the year, but it goes 24/7 sometimes. So it's just a statement I wanted to tell him. He better walk in the shoes of a teacher.
Well, I agree with you on that. I'm not a teacher. I never have been, but hello? I guess she hung up. Yeah, it's not a part-time position. I mean, you can say that, they work 9 months out of the school year, but it's not part-time. That's an unfair characterization, and that sometimes happens when you get into the heat of the battle. It's one reason why I don't like to negotiate contracts on the air, because I'm not sure that it solves anything. This one is pretty extraordinary, though, to be 3 years, going on 3.5 years now without a labor contract. That's pretty unusual. But you have to be very careful to characterize one side or the other unfairly. 283-2525 is the number. 283-2525 is the number. There have already been calls for additional action on legislation regarding guns in the wake of the Las Vegas massacre of Sunday night. And I don't like to use the phrase gun control, because I think that's inaccurate. As far as I know, no one wants to take anybody's guns away. And when you say gun control, I think that know, kind of conjures up the wrong. At least I don't know of anyone who wants to take guns away. I do know there are people who think that there are more restrictions that need to be placed. For example, there were restrictions on assault-type weapons and on the number of the size of magazines, the number of bullets that a magazine could hold up until, when was it, 19... No, it was 04. That's when that lapsed, the assault rifle and high-capacity magazine restriction. It was a federal law, Washington, D.C. It had been the law. It lapsed in 2004 and has never been reinstated. Now, I've heard some that have said if that law were still in effect, that it would have prevented this gunman, this killer, from at least having some of the weapons he had. He had a whole bunch of guns up there. Had a whole bunch of guns. At least 17 of them, according to the latest police reports. He apparently had loaded them into suitcases over a period of several days and taken them up to it. He had rented two rooms on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino, two adjoining rooms. And he took the guns up over a period of several days in suitcases. I think what gives a lot of people pause was what we know so far about the character of this guy. Now, I've heard some people on radio and TV say that he was just one of us. He was just a common man. I disagree with that. He wasn't a common man. This guy was rich. He was an investor. He was a multimillionaire real estate investor. He lived in a retirement community. He had a couple of homes, I believe. He was a high-stakes gambler, extremely high-stakes gambler. Would win a lot, would lose a lot in Vegas. So, I wouldn't characterize that guy as the common man as one of us. Now, was he battling some sort of demons or something like that? Well, that's a different story. Was he an international terrorist connected with ISIS or something? No. But I wouldn't describe him as a common guy. I don't know too many multimillionaire real estate investors who have a couple of homes and who play high-stakes video poker in Las Vegas all the time. I don't know anybody like that, do you? No, I wouldn't call him a common guy. But he wouldn't necessarily be the case. Okay, so he was a rich gambler. That doesn't mean that anybody could identify him as a potential mass murderer. I mean, there were apparently no signs, although police have yet to talk to his girlfriend, who was, I don't know, she was somewhere in Southeast Asia, it was Thailand or somewhere. That bizarre relationship, if I ever heard one. 283-2525 is the number. They're still investigating, of course. We know very little at this point. Hopefully authorities will be able to piece together more information. Let's go back to the telephones. It's Open Talk at 283-2525. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
I believe she's in Tokyo. That's from the last. Well, his girlfriend.
What was that again? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I believe the last story I heard, she was in Tokyo.
Oh, in Japan. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know whether she's an American or Japanese, Chinese. That's what I was wondering. I haven't seen any pictures of her.
Must not be a very close girlfriend if he's in Nevada and she's in Tokyo.
She likes to travel.
Whatever.
I'm spending money, I guess. On the computer last night, they had a poll. It wasn't even a poll as much as it was questioning how could this have been prevented in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't travel, so I don't know if you do or not. So, but I haven't been anywhere out of Pennsylvania in years. But anyway, I brought up about metal detectors at the hotel entrances, and people laughed. They thought that was funny. In this day and age, I'm really surprised major city hotels don't. And if they do, we don't hear anything about it. But why don't they have metal detectors. I mean,
well, there are hundreds of
guns in suitcases, dragging them in the hotel room, and nobody's seen it.
It's because of the lines. Hundreds of people go in and out of these hotels. Are gargantuan. They would have security lines just like they do at airports if they had screening at the door. It would be logistically impossible. You'd have to wait in line forever to get inside the building.
59 people wouldn't say that. I can tell you that. I personally, I'd rather have people walking through a metal detector knowing they're, when you walk through that, I'm going to be safe in the next 48 hours or 3 days or 7 days. I mean, I think it's ridiculous in this day and age. You have them at the airports, you have them at county buildings. I guess we need to start putting them in hotels now, too. We have them in schools, for goodness sakes.
Well, are you going to put them everywhere? Are you going to put them in movie theaters?
I guess so, if that's what it takes.
Well, we
59
can't.
People are dead because we don't do this.
I think you can't have these. Can't have metal detectors everywhere. That's been like
This isn't going to happen. Well, I shouldn't say that. God help us. This what happened in Las Vegas. I would expect not to happen in a little town called Butler, Pennsylvania. I said major cities that people are in and out of all the time. You know, what I mean. There has to be some way that we should have known that he was in a hotel with all those guns right underneath our noses, and we knew nothing about it.
Right.
Sorry. 59 people were dead because we weren't watching.
Thanks, my friend. Good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.
283-2525 is our number. Open talk. I just don't think it's practical to have metal detectors at every door of a... First of all, big hotels like that have a gazillion doors. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Yeah, Dave. I saw a talk show, it was people talking about that yesterday, and they said about that particular location, the numerous entrances, exits in that area. I guess there was a shopping mall attached and, various venues attached. And, of course, they said that there'd have been no way that they could have prevented him from bringing all that stuff in there. But what I really called about, mm-hmm. and, of course, it's a terrible tragedy. My own opinion is that nobody needs rapid-fire guns like that and that much ammunition. I think there should be... I'll use gun control for lack of a better explanation. We need to have more common sense, and nobody on the street needs that kind of firepower. But the reason that I called mm-hmm. was to commend the family or the woman that made the donation to BC3. Of $1 million, and she had previously given $500,000 for the nursing program and some other things she gave to. I think that's wonderful. Our community certainly needs that. It updates all of us in the community, and to make a comparison. Her donation of $1 million, $1,500,000, and I don't know over what time period. Our president gave $1 million for hurricane relief. He's a multi-billionaire, and all he could come up with was $1 million.
Well, the woman to whom you refer is Janice Phillips Larrick. Do you know Janice?
No, I do not.
I know her. She's a wonderful person. But I think her earlier donation, I could be wrong on this, I think she had donated $50,000 to...
Okay, not 500.
Yeah, help, and that was to create a simulation hospital room in the, within the nursing, the classrooms where the nursing program, they wanted to have a realistic hospital room with the bed and the everything else that looked like a real hospital room. And
sure.
I think that was a $50,000 donation. not to minimize her wonderful gift of late last week, $1 million. But, Janice Phillips Larrick is her name. And that is the third million-dollar gift to BC3 in just the past couple of years. Bob Heaton, Robert Heaton, donated $1 million to construct what's now completed, the Heaton Family Learning Commons, which is an incredible area right in the middle of campus. And then the Wise family, John Wise, the Wise family from the Butler Eagle, $1 million gift to create the Amy Wise Children's Creative Children's Center, which is currently under construction.
Correct.
And is set to open in January. So that is three extremely, extremely generous gifts to the college just in recent years. And it's wonderful. It's truly wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely. But my point is that I think our president should most certainly have given more than just $1 million. I mean, you would think he's the most richest person in the whole world, and he just gave a paltry $1 million. I think it's a laugh.
The president is in...
it's very sad.
He's in Puerto Rico right now, I think. He's down there for half a day today. Visiting there. He had some rather harsh comments for the mayor of San Juan over the past couple of days in tweets, but, I mean, we've come to expect that from Trump. I mean, that's what he does.
The bad news with that, too, is that we're trying to teach our children to take responsibility for yourself, and yet he never does. If somebody calls him on something, he immediately reverses the tables and says, "Oh no, it wasn't me, it was you. It's all your fault." And you know, I don't know. He's just sad. I can't imagine how we got him where he is.
Well, there's a lot of people around here who are big supporters of Trump. I think some of his ideas are worth exploring, although I'm really disappointed in his name-calling. I just don't see where that comes from. I mean, that's like sixth-grade stuff where you have to come up with a taunting nickname for everybody. And I mean, he did it during the campaign. It was, Crooked Hillary and Lion Ted Cruz and Little Marco. Little Marco Rubio, and he made fun of these people, and Rocket Man is his latest. I don't know. I mean, this is like sixth and seventh grade playground stuff.
And
I don't know what he thinks he accomplishes by that. It's very
disappointing. And we're trying to teach our children to not bully, not taunt. It reflects, and I'm sorry, it's just horrible.
Thanks,
Thank you for your time.
Sure, that's what we do here. Thanks for your comments. Thanks. 283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. When you're president of the United States, you get called on to do, you get called on to do a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun stuff, but there's a lot of sad trips, too. And certainly this one, down to Houston last month, down to Miami, the Florida area last month, now down to Puerto Rico today. The president will be going to Las Vegas tomorrow. These are tough trips. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. That's tough to do. Tough to do. So, back to the massacre in Las Vegas. I certainly don't have any answers for this. I don't. As to why this killer did this. Obviously, he had planned it out for some time. He had all these guns. He had, 17 guns up in the 32nd floor of this building. Some of them, at least some of them, automatics. You could hear them. You could hear it on the video soundtrack. It was a machine gun, an automatic weapon. So what makes a guy do something like that? I don't know. You can't say that he suddenly snapped, because he had obviously been planning it for at least days, if not longer. So it wasn't a sudden snap. This wasn't a guy who was seemingly at the end of his rope. He was rich. He was a real estate investor. Liked to gamble. Big-time high roller. They love those people in Vegas. They love those high rollers in Vegas. So, where did this come from? I have no idea. Many times, I go back, and it's my own thoughts, so, That and a dollar will get you a cup of coffee. Well, maybe today, $1.50. medium-sized coffee, that'll be $1.98. I think in many cases it comes down to a lack of respect for life. You know, I'm not trying to oversimplify. Obviously these are complex situations, but to me, the bottom line always seems to be lack of respect for life. And we hear it in the headlines in addition to this killer, this mass killer. We hear it almost every day, where people, you know, they get into an argument with somebody and they pull out a gun and shoot them. You know? And I mean, sure, it happens more in bigger cities, in Chicago and in Pittsburgh. But it happens around here, too. You know, and it just seems like, I don't know. Am I an old fogey when I say in times gone by, if you got into a violent argument with somebody, you duked it out, you know? You were back in high school, got into a fight with somebody, duked it out on the playground. Today, pull out guns. Pull out guns. Where's the respect for life? And where does that lack of respect for life come from? Where did you get the idea that you can just shoot somebody? Just kill him. I don't like this guy. It's inconvenient. Kill him. I don't know. And you could extend that respect for life to a lot of other areas, or that lack of respect for life. I think it might come down to that. Only my thoughts. 283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
How you doing, Dave?
Just fine. How are you today, my friend?
Oh, pretty good. Sad day anymore. You watch TV and all you see is killings and murders and...
I couldn't watch it last night. I mean, I kind of pretty much knew the story, and I couldn't watch the continuing videos. I had to turn it off.
I couldn't either. I tape a lot of stuff, and every channel I tape is mostly, you know, news and business, which too much of it. And every time I turn on, that's all they talked about. I just kept erasing them, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. I hear you. I was the same way.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, but I don't know if you remember, I talked about these semi-automatics years ago with you. Was totally against this stuff. You know, but to make money, the big gun lobbies and that put these semi-automatics, made it easier to get more bullets in, more guns, even the pistols. And they give these guns almost anybody, unless they have a record. You know, it's just so sad. I don't think things will change. Then you turn on TV, and if you, even most movies today, you go to watch a movie, and it's really violent, and guns and killing, and you know what I mean? Like you said, no, it's just for the biggest thrill.
You make a good point on that, and I wonder about that. I've read stories where, you know, so-called experts say that's not a factor. I have to believe it is. The violence in movies and on TV, for that matter, not just in the movies anymore. And if you've ever watched, if you're watching a sporting event, you're watching a football game or a basketball game, the ads for the video games that you know, PlayStation and Game Box or whatever. I don't play them, so I don't. But they're incredibly violent. I mean, they're blowing stuff up. They're shooting people. They're blowing their arms off, their heads off. And I think, if you play this all the time, how can you not be affected?
I think that people, scientists, would tell you that the brain is affected, that the brain comprehends so much. You know, look at people it's raised up, like in North Korea, for violence and hate Americans. The people don't even know us. It's bred into their brain.
Good point.
That they hate us,
no
matter what. I just think that if you don't get people to start sticking up for saying, hey, we don't need no super semi-automatics that hold 30 rounds, 40 rounds. Well, you know, that guy even bought a stock that made it easier for him to make it quicker to shoot more shells. And Vegas, if he's a multimillionaire, let's be realistic, and he wants to take a gun in a hotel, do you think he's not going to be able to bribe somebody to get a gun? I don't care who you are. You know, it's just like there's no common sense anymore. So
thanks for the call,
all right, look,
friend.
I'll let you go, Dave.
Thanks. Good to talk with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
283-2525. We have time for one more call here on Open Talk before we welcome our first guest. Hi, caller. This is Dave. You've got the last word today. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
On these shootings, there is something we can do. We need to ban the sale of military-style weapons. No one needs these type of weapons. First of all, I can't afford to shoot one because if I put a loaded magazine and shoot 100 rounds, it's $60. And you can do that in 2 minutes. The man that was shooting was obviously firing military-style weapons. No one but the police and military should have these weapons. We need to put pressure on our congressmen and senators to ban these weapons. Right now, there's a bill before our legislators to let people buy silencers for their guns. You're going to put silencers on guns? If he would have had a silencer on them guns, he could have fired for an hour before anybody knew what was happening.
That's true. Yeah.
We need if you think anybody thinks that our politicians care one little bit about us, they're badly mistaken, because they don't care. The lobbyists have them in their pockets so deep, it's the gun lobbyists control who is elected in our country. That's a fact. Even in the Butler City, one of our last elections was controlled by the gun lobbyists.
They certainly exert a great deal of influence. No one could deny that for sure.
We got to get pressure on our politicians to ban these style weapons. Even the size of magazines. Who needs a magazine that holds 60 rounds or 100 rounds? I mean, come on, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
I have been a hunter all my life in the state of Pennsylvania, and I have several guns, but I have no gun that is designed for killing people. And these military style weapons, you can't use them in the field. A lot of the hunting and fishing clubs ban them from being used in their ranges because they tear up the range so bad. I don't understand what's wrong with our politicians that they can't see this. Every mass shooting from Sandy Hook to the present time has been they've used military-style weapons.
Thanks, my friend, for your call. You make your point very passionately.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. That's what we do here. We talk about the issues of the day, and we'll do it again later in the week. But our time for Open Talk today is gone. Please stick around. We have much more to come. We have guests who'll be visiting with us on the next segment of the program. So we'll be back in just a moment or so for more of the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. And we'll be right back.
Well, the holidays are coming, and that means your office will start receiving tasteless tins of popcorn, boring baskets of fruit and nuts, and a plethora of 2018 calendars. Ugh. Give your clients something better, something memorable, and something that says Butler. Like a custom gift box from Cummings Candy and Coffee, you can choose from an assortment of chocolate-covered chips, pretzels, graham crackers, and cherry cordials. Add in a half-pound bag of Butler's own proprietary blend of coffee, the Main Street Roast. Call Barry for your corporate order. Cummings Candy and Coffee, serving the Butler community since 1905 and now in 3 locations.
Now on stage at the Butler Little Theater, the 77th season opener, Biloxi Blues, a dramatic comedy by Neil Simon. It centers on the journey of a young Army recruit during World War II at basic training in Biloxi, Mississippi. For ticket reservations, call the Butler Little Theater box office evenings between 7 and 9 p.m., 287-6781, or 24/7, go online at bltgroup.org. Now on stage through October 7th, Biloxi Blues by Neil Simon at the Butler Little Theater.
Choices, decisions, quality health care. These are important issues that really hit home. It's a good thing that Concordia Visiting Nurses is here to help. Home health care can help you or your loved one recuperate from an illness, manage a chronic disease, or recover from an injury or operation right in your own home. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the program today, and nice to welcome our next guests. We've met these young ladies before. I'm chuckling a little bit, and they're chuckling again because I got their names mixed up. They're both beautiful young ladies, and both of their names start with K, and one's Kiara, and one's Kirsten, and I figured I had a 50-50 chance of being right, and so I guessed wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, but it's okay. Our family can't even keep it straight.
So. Trying to make me feel good. Kiara Wood, nice to see you again. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
And Kirsten, same thing. Nice to have you with us here again today. And Shane Wood is here, too. Chauffeur and father extraordinaire.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
The young ladies are here today because, once again, they're involved in a campaign locally to raise awareness about Huntington's disease, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Our mom has Huntington's disease. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about it?
I do, but I think maybe first we'll just mention the event that you have coming up, just in case there are folks in the car who are, you know, about to pull into the mall or the supermarket and we don't want them to miss. Because you have an event coming up here in a couple of weeks, right?
Of course. It's October 15th. It's from 11 to 1 at Family Bowl, or 11 to 2, sorry, at Family Bowlway in Butler. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously all for our mom who has Huntington's disease, like I said. Adults are $20 a bowler. It's a bowling event, so come and bowl. What did I miss?
Lots.
I know I did.
With basket raffle, bake sale, 50-50. Even if you don't want to bowl, come on down and come on in and take your chance at like I said, at the baskets and the 50-50 or pick up some baked goods. It's $20 for adults, $12 for kids. Unlimited bowling from bowling starts around 11:30, lasts till 2. You included in the price are your shoe rental, two pieces of pizza, unlimited pop.
Oh, well, that's pretty good extras there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kind of expected you'd pay extra for those. That's a good deal.
Nope, that's all part of it.
And this is a Sunday, right? October 15th?
Yes.
So that's two Sundays down the road.
Yes.
I still haven't changed all my calendars over to October yet. So.
And the Steeler game, I believe, is a 4 o'clock or 4:30 game, so there's no excuse for missing it because of that. So.
You know, that's good to mention because all of their early games this year have been 1 o'clock. I mean, it's been like decades since that's ever happened before. They must have a whole ton of night games coming up at the end of the season. But I'm glad you mentioned that, Shane. Okay, so, and we'll mention some more about this. This is open to the public. They don't have to know
either one of
you ladies or anything like that.
No, I mean, if they would want to pre-register, they could. You don't have to. If you just want to come and show up the day of the event, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for anybody who wants to donate baskets or make a donation. We're always open for that or sponsorship. There's sponsorship opportunities if you want to. The contact information is strikeouthdnow@gmail.com is our email. And also our phone number is 724-486-3044 if anyone would like to contact us or, you know, that's our contact information. So.
And you ladies, Kirsten, you've been doing this for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. It's been, like 4-ish years now that we've gotten started and done stuff in the community and gotten really involved in raising awareness and, you know, advocating for Huntington's disease.
I dare say that when you got started, there were probably weren't too many people around here who had even heard of Huntington's disease, let alone known what it was.
No, there really isn't a whole lot of people that around here that know what it is, but I think that's the good thing, that why we do this so much is so people know, and again, to raise awareness, because most people don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a town, you know. I have friends who live in Huntington, New York. It doesn't sound like a disease. Obviously, perhaps it's named after the research scientist who discovered it, like Alzheimer's is named after the German Dr. Alzheimer's, perhaps.
Yeah, no, it is actually named after the scientist who discovered it, and then it's also named after Huntington's disease is caused by the overproduction of the Huntington protein in your brain, so it's also named after the Huntington protein.
I didn't even know we had a Huntington protein. So we chuckle about this and our ignorance, and that's fine, but this is really serious condition. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so Huntington's disease mimics the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, ALS, and Alzheimer's disease all in one. It deteriorates both the mind and body over a 10 to 20 year period. There's currently no cure. There are a few treatments. However, it's really hard because, you know, the medicine that's out there, it's obviously a degenerative disease. So at the beginning of your symptoms, you know, when they're more mild, it's a lot easier to treat, but it's going to get a lot worse in a very short amount of period. So it's hard to keep up with those symptoms and keep them at bay with just medication.
Now, I've done some interviews with people about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's in particular. I've learned a lot about Parkinson's because initially I thought that was simply a motor disease, you know, that when you had Parkinson's disease, you had tremors and difficulty walking and that sort of thing. I didn't realize that there was a dementia component to Parkinson's disease as well. And it turns out that it's very similar to the dementia component of Alzheimer's disease. There are, and boy, here I'm on dangerous thin ice here, there are protein-like substances in the brain that kind of glob on to synapses and stuff like that. Am I right? Neurons and slow things down in there?
Yeah, so it is the overproduction of the Huntington protein, which then causes, I believe it's the neurons, their reaction time gets slowed by the overproduction of the HD protein. And, you know, it just over time, it completely deteriorates the most inner parts of the brain, like the basal ganglia. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Sorry. Any science people out there?
Sounds good to me.
So essentially, if anyone has a moment, you know, you can Google pictures of a Huntington protein brain, you know, a person with HD brain compared to a regular brain, and the inner parts like the basal ganglia is completely deteriorated over time.
You can actually see this on
pictures. Yeah. So it's just insane. It's crazy.
Can you catch Huntington's disease? From your mom has it, right?
Right. No, we cannot catch it. However,
it's not like a cold.
No, but it is genetic. So we have a 50% chance of inheriting the disease ourselves. So a 1 in 2 chance, which is pretty hefty if you ask me.
Does this always present later in life, or can people develop symptoms in their 20s or 30s or whatever?
So a lot of times when Huntington's disease is passed from a parent, with women like our mom who has it, we'll probably start showing symptoms around the time that she did. The average person who gets Huntington's disease will start showing symptoms between 35 and 50, which are, you know, your prime working years of life. Mm-hmm. But they found actually with men who pass down Huntington's disease to their children, there's more chances of it, of the CAG repeat to mutate. And, you know, sometimes with the father passing it down, you can see juvenile Huntington's disease.
So it can be passed on by either parent.
Yes.
Mother or father.
Yeah, it does not discriminate any kind of thing. Anyone, you know, it just happens over time.
Have they done any studies? I'm sure they have. Do more women tend to develop this disease than men, or is it about 50-50?
You know, it's 50-50. Like I said, it doesn't discriminate. If it gets in your bloodline somehow, you know, it's the 50-50 chance no matter what.
So that pretty much rules out hormonal factors,
right?
Just as purely genetic,
you know? Yes.
Now that doesn't mean that automatically you're going to develop this disease, right?
No. So, like I said, if we get it from our mom, we'll probably start showing symptoms around the time that she did, which was about 35, you know, mid-30s.
Are there tests which can identify whether or not you're likely to develop this later in life?
Yes. So,
and you could choose, of course, to take these tests or not. And I'm not sure that I would if I were in your position. And that's up to you. I don't want to. That's your personal lives. But there are tests that.
Yes.
Could say you're more likely.
We're very lucky in this area. There is a center of excellence in Pittsburgh. So a center of excellence is just, you know, a hospital that's been shown to have good HD care.
They also have like HD clinics and stuff within the hospitals that HD patients can go and participate, you know, in maybe research that they have at these clinics, or just visit doctors that are known for dealing with Huntington's disease and know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they're continuing to research this as they are mm-hmm. Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, which are, and folks, please, these are not the same. There are some similar things, but they're not the same disease by any means.
Right.
They're different, but there are some similarities that present. So they continue to do research. I know with the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, there are some drugs that can, they don't cure it, but they can slow the progress of the deterioration. Are there any drugs like that for Huntington's that you're aware of?
There are drugs available to help the physical symptoms and mental symptoms. There's some hope with some trials that are going on right now, which is pretty exciting. It's the trial drug. I don't know the name of it, but it's induced via spinal tap, and it's showing great success in slowing down symptoms. But that's really the only hope we have right now, slowing down symptoms. All the medications out there on the market for Huntington's disease, are only to mask some of the symptoms. They can't really slow down the progress. It's just supposed to make them a little less noticeable.
Do you have other siblings, or is it just the two of you?
We have a younger sister. She's our half-sister. So she's only 8, so she doesn't really get a lot of this that's going on.
Of course, yeah, of course. Are you girls still in school?
I'm at BC3. I'm a communications student at BC3, so... Mm-hmm. I'm still in school.
And?
I recently graduated from BC3 in a degree in education, early childhood education and child development.
Wonderful.
I graduated in May.
Wonderful. That's terrific. Yeah. And did you say you're a second year student?
Yes. I was a human resources student, but I changed my major to communication. So I'll be at BC3 for a little bit longer than I expected, but I'm excited to actually be doing what I want to do.
Do you have plans to... go further than an associate's degree, or you're not sure yet?
I do. There's actually a partnership program at BC3 with Chatham that mm-hmm. does a 4-year degree in 3 years, and it's all at BC3 campus. So it would just extend my communications degree to a bachelor's. So that's very interesting to me. But I also, in my heart, I want to do some nonprofit work. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that yet, but that's where I want to be.
I always get Chatham and Carlow mixed up. One of them started out as an all-girls school. Maybe both of them did. I'm not sure. Carlow did for sure. I know that. But it's co-ed now. I don't know why that thought popped into my mind, especially since it's Carlow and not Chatham to begin with. Are you, is your family from around here, from Butler? Did you go to, like, Butler High School?
Yes. Both my parents graduated from Butler High. Kirsten and I graduated from Butler High. We're a Butler family, so mm-hmm. that's one reason this event is so important to us, and you know why we like to get local people involved, because you know our mom was born and raised in Butler, and you know we want to bring awareness to that.
Do you have classmates or former classmates who are sympathetic to your cause and have helped you out over the past couple of years?
Oh, we have the best support system in the world, and I'd like to give a little shout out to my stepmom here. She can't be with us today, but she does so much to organize this. You know, our family is behind us 100%. I have friends who are, you know, putting in, and I'm sure Kirsten does too. And just the HD community, being involved so long, we've gone to different events across the country that go on, and we've made so many friends. And, you know, we're just so grateful because we're such a strong community, and there's so much love and so much hope. And, you know, we're just so fortunate that this disease is such an ugly disease, but there's so much love that goes into it and around it. And, you know, my dad too has been the most supportive parent. And, you know, we're blessed. We are. I don't know
truly
how else to say it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I realize every case is different. There are some Alzheimer's patients who live for a long time after they've been diagnosed. There are some who don't. Former President Ronald Reagan, lived for 10 years, I think, after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Again, not the same thing, but a similar thing. So you never know about that. You never know. We're talking, if you joined us a little bit late on the program today, with Kiera Wood, Kirsten Wood, and Shane Wood. And they're here to help raise awareness of Huntington's disease and tell you about a fundraiser that they've got going a couple of Sundays down the road at Family Bowl Away. Sunday from about 11:30 until 2, October 15th. Where's Family Bowl Away, by the way, for people who don't bowl?
It is in Butler. It's right beside the high school.
Mm-hmm. Going up the hill there.
Fairground Hill.
Fairground Hill, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fairground Hill. You know why that's called Fairground Hill?
No.
Fairgrounds used to be there.
Butler Fairgrounds used to be up there. The ones that are out in Prospect now.
Interesting.
They used to be when Butler High School was downtown, what's now the middle school, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Butler County Fairgrounds up there. There was a racetrack and all kind of, it was no school. The fairgrounds moved out to Prospect and they built the senior high school campus there. So anyway, going up Fairground Hill, that's family. I think once you say that, then everybody says, oh, yeah, I know Family Bowl Away. Hey, by the way, nice of them, too, huh?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a special thank you to Tricia Pritchard, who actually, we started out doing the farm show. We did the farm show 1 year to raise money and raise awareness, and she actually sought us out and gave us the chance to do this, and this is the third year going, and like I said, we just want to thank her for actually seeking us out at the fairground, mm-hmm. at the farm show, and starting us down this road for the bowl for a cure.
Rightly so. Shane, I notice, is wearing a Penguin Stanley Cup t-shirt. You must be psyched up for tomorrow night.
I am. I can't wait.
Yeah. Pens will be raising the Stanley Cup champion banner again up into the rafters at PPG Pates Arena.
Yeah, let's go for three in a row.
Yeah, 3B. Woo-hoo!
Woo!
You realize that's pretty tough to do.
It is. Yeah. It would be
Are you guys all hockey fans?
Oh, yeah.
All family, huh?
Oh.
I think the last team to do it was the Edmonton Oilers. And that was back in the Wayne Gretzky days. It wasn't the Edmonton Pat Parker on the other side of
the
glass.
The Islanders also did it.
The Islanders did it?
Yeah.
The Islanders? Those rum-dums. They must have been lucky for a couple of years. Huh? Very tough. Actually, I do remember now. I think they won it 4 years in a row, which is even more incredible. Well, who knows? There were a lot of people who said the Penguins couldn't win two in a row. So.
And we actually are going to have a set of Penguin tickets that we are going to be in a basket. So if you're interested in taking your chance, come on down on the 15th and put some money in and take a chance to get those Penguin tickets.
You knew there was a reason I brought up your t-shirt, didn't you? As I mentioned before, ladies, there a lot of people, even today, probably hearing about Huntington's disease for the first time. Do you have any information on the incidence of this disease? Is it, in fact, extremely rare? Or you mentioned you've even been to other parts of the country where there are support groups?
It affects about 30,000 people in the U.S., which is it seems like a big number, but it's very small. So that would be like if you took everyone, Madison Square Garden seats about 25,000 people. So if you took everyone with HD and, you know, put them in Madison Square Garden and then you didn't see it anywhere else across the country, I mean, just think about that. You can fit everyone with Huntington's disease in one big arena in New York.
So it is pretty rare then.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we mentioned Kirsten and I are at risk. There's about 200,000 people across the U.S. who are considered at risk. Granted, that number is more of a guesstimation than anything else because, you know, you can't exactly count everyone with Huntington's disease that has family. Mm-hmm. So,
but there are conferences or gatherings at times?
Oh, yeah. So there's the Huntington's Disease Society of America, which is like the premier organization that, you know, helps family with.
That's who we raise money for.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's who. Yes. Yes. We raise money for our chapter, the Western PA chapter. But there's chapters all across the U.S. and they really just help families with HD across the U.S. Every year they have what's called the convention and, you know, everyone who can, they invite to bring that deals with Huntington's disease together. We went to the convention. It was in Schaumburg, Illinois this year. It's just a very powerful event. You know, you're able to make ties, like my sister said, in this community. It's so small. You know, we're from a small town in Western PA. So to come and be with, you know, what, there was about 1,000 people at convention.
Yeah.
To be with 1,000 other people that deal with the same struggles that we do. It's just, it's so powerful and so inspiring and it's just simply amazing.
I could see that if you, because, you know, there's some stress involved here for the two of you, obviously, and to be able to spend even a couple of days with other people who are in exactly the same situation, in a way reassuring, I think, or at least, you know, not battling this alone, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, it's, yes. it's been a great experience. Like I said, we've made friends. You know, it's there's also a group called the National Youth Alliance, and it's headed by the HDSA, and it's just specifically for youth 9 to 29 affected by Huntington's disease. And, you know, there's a Facebook page. You know, we all stay in touch. We're separated across the U.S., but we all stay in touch via different social medias, and it's just, it's amazing just to know I have people in my corner 24/7, and I'm sure Kirsten feels the same way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Facebook and the other social media. You can instantly connect with other people who are in a similar situation. Did you say, Kiara, that there is a medical facility in the Pittsburgh area that deals a lot with this particular condition, this particular disease?
Yes, there is a Center of Excellence in Pittsburgh. I'm trying to think of the hospital.
I think it's UPMC.
It's a UPMC hospital. It's
it's the Montefiore Hospital, maybe?
Yeah.
It's in Oakland?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Near the aforementioned DeCarlo University.
Yeah. But, you know, we're very fortunate to have that resource in our area. You know, there's, 40-ish center? I'm probably
butchering this number. Yeah, 40. Yeah, I think there's like 40-ish centers of excellence now. There was like 20-some, and we've like almost doubled the number since they started a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Now, have you been there with your mom, or do you just go there for information and updates and so on and so forth?
I've never gone there with my mom. However, our mom does go there, but we've gone there. We're in a trial study. It's called Enroll HD, and they take our blood and they put it in a database, and whenever they come across drugs to test with HD, you know, they grab the blood supply and, you know, figure it out.
It is the human body, the human condition is so complex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even before you get into genetics, but you get into genetics and DNA, and you know, you have one slightly damaged chromosome or a missing piece of a chromosome, and you know, I can remember when I first studied that. I don't know when it was, 10th grade science class or whatever, something like that. But the only thing, it was like a 10-minute session on genetics. Fruit flies. We studied fruit flies, and that was it. You know, okay, so much for genetics. Today, I mean, that's a whole field of medicine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank goodness it is
for
HD families. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. I'm picking up the lingo. Well, it's kind of hard to say Huntington's disease every time.
Yeah. No, HD is just, you know, that's what I say when I'm talking about it. It just makes it a lot shorter of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. So your family spirits are as good as can be expected under the circumstances, it sounds like it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you have a great support group, so.
Oh, my gosh. Family is everything. That's the slogan of the Huntington's Disease Society of America, and that's just so true in our lives. Actually, my sister and I both have it tattooed on our shoulders to remind us every day that, you know, family is everything, and we are so blessed to have the support system. And
Shane, I want to tell you, you must be awfully, awfully proud of these two young ladies.
I am very proud of them.
You should be.
I am. They're two great kids, and they're doing what they do. It makes me very proud, and I couldn't be happier to be their dad.
Well said. Yeah, let's go over the details again, folks. If you would be interested in helping out as they hold their annual fundraiser, Kara, can you go over the details of that again for us?
Yes, it's Sunday, October 15th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at Family Bowlway Fun Center in Butler. $20 for adults, $12 for children, 6 to 12. It includes unlimited bowling, shoes, 2 slices of pizza, and unlimited pop. Bowling, basket raffle, bake sale, 50-50. It's just a great and exciting time, and it's all in honor of our mom. So,
and if you're not a bowler or have no desire to be, I injured myself bowling one time. That's how poor I am. It's a true story. I mean, even I laugh at it. It sounds hilarious. I banged a bowling ball off my ankle.
Ow.
When I was, I was going the real, you know, the pro bowlers tour, you know, the big takeaway, you know, and how they slide up to the foul line, you know. I thought I was looking pretty cool. And I brought the ball back down, and I banged that thing off my ankle, and I went, I'm lying there in the middle of the bowling alley. They were ready to call in the medics. What happened? I hit my ankle with a bowling ball. That probably hasn't happened for a while. Anyway, if you're not a bowler, you can still hop out.
Pop in. You just want to come in and take a chance at the 50-50 and put some tickets in the basket. There'll be no charge. Just come on in, and you know, it's a good time. Everyone has a lot of fun, and it's a very good good time.
And so. I think we should, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt anyone, but I think we should take a second, you know, thank the people who have donated. My stepmom has, you know, a lot of professional friends that have donated, so thank you to them. And, you know, the people who donate baskets every year, you know, the connections we've made, you know, thank you to everyone. I wish I had a list to read everyone's name off individually, but that would take forever because, like I said, we are such a little community and we're so thankful for everyone's love and support and baskets, and it's just fun. You know, it's our mom comes and she's always so happy that, you know, the day's about her, and you know, she's spoken 2 years now.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. She always tries to say thank you as best she can with, you know, the speech issues mm-hmm. that she does have caused by HD, but you know, she's very proud to be a part of the day too. So you'll get to meet the superstar, the woman behind it all.
Well said. Kara Wood, Kirsten Wood, Shane Wood, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Date for the event again Sunday, October 15th at Family Bowl Away. More to come on It's Your Turn today. Stan Kosciuszko will be joining us next. He's president of the Butler Chamber of Commerce. I think Kristen Kane also scheduled to visit with us from the atrium, and board member of the Butler County Young Professionals Board. So much more to come on It's Your Turn on the Tuesday edition. Stick around, we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for a way to make your company's benefit package a little more competitive? Here's one that's so easy, more than 130 local organizations and businesses have added it to their programs. Membership in Armco Credit Union. At Armco Credit Union, your employees will have access to the best loan rates and more free banking services, while direct deposit and payroll deduction options make it convenient for both of you. And best of all, it doesn't cost you a thing. Learn more at armcocu.com or by calling 284-2020. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is insured by NCUA.
Tanglewood, your hometown center for entertainment, presents an evening of comedy and mystery Saturday, October 21st with Dial M for Murder, presented by Pittsburgh acting group Mysteries Most Wanted. You may remember it as a crime mystery film directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Buffet dinner by Chef George at 6, showtime at 7. Only $25 per person. As always, it's BYOB. Reserve your tickets for Dial M for Murder at Tanglewood Center, 287-0021.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines is not one worth having. The sports medicine specialist at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers will help you get back into action so you can keep up your lifestyle. Our experts understand that the same treatments for competitive athletes can be used for those who just want to be able to stay active. They accept major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more about how you can get back on the field by visiting TriRiversMSK.com.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today, and good to welcome Stan Kosciuszko back with us. Stan is president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. Stan, good to see you.
Good to be back. Happy October.
We've had gorgeous weather, I think, since the last time you were here.
We have, yeah. It's
been quite a stretch, huh?
Nice stretch of nice weather.
Yeah.
We can't call it Indian summer because we didn't have fall yet.
Yeah. I'm not concerned with that. Yeah. I'm just going to enjoy it while
we're getting a wonderful summer. It was just a month too late.
Also visiting with us for this segment of It's Your Turn is Kristen Kane. Kristen is banquet manager for the Atrium and for Pine Hall. Kristen, good to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
You're also a board member of the Butler County Young Professionals, right?
I am. 10 years almost.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows where the atrium is. Where's Pine Hall?
Well, Pine Hall is brand new, and we are located on Dick Road across from Lutherland.
Okay, I know where you are. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not all that far away, actually.
No, it's on the Eisler Nursery Farm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nice to have you here today. Yeah. So October headed into the autumn season, Chamber of Commerce probably pretty much shutting down, right?
I'm going to put my feet up and twiddle my thumbs. I was looking at my October calendar, and I have four huge things coming up.
I say that in jest because I knew it was going to be a busy month for you.
And then these young professionals, they tacked on a million other things for me to do in October. So there's no rest for the wicked. What can I say? Where do you want me to start?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the young professionals. Can you explain in a nutshell just exactly what they are, Kristen?
Well, we do all kinds of things throughout the community. We do volunteer work. We do networking. We have a third Thursday happy hour once a month. This month, we will be meeting at Texas Roadhouse after our Ghouls for Good kids costume collection. So that'll be at 8 o'clock on the third Thursday this month.
These are obviously young professionals who are interested in community service, but perhaps with a little different take from older members of the chamber, Stan?
Yeah, it's actually, and it was founded almost 10 years ago. There's a group of, I don't know what you want to call them, Gen Xers, millennials, whatever, they're moving into the new generation. Mm-hmm. But they're business people who wanted to become involved in the chamber and the business community and the community at large, but they have different needs than some of the older chamber members. So they didn't want to be with the bankers smoking cigars in a boardroom. They wanted to be out there doing something. And the way they do it is electronically. So they don't do paper stuff. They don't do emails even. They're all Facebook. They're Twitter. That's how they operate. And what they've ended up becoming is a very good professional networking group for people, Kristen and her husband's demographic, who want to network with like-minded people, not only socially, but for community projects. And so that's what they've done. They also have had some training sessions on different things that professionals of their age, you know, I'm worried about my retirement. They're worried about putting money away for their children's education. Mm-hmm. They're worried about mortgages and car loans. So it's a totally different business need.
Now, this operates under the auspices of the
it
chamber,
is an affiliate,
right?
A legal affiliate of the Chamber of Commerce, yes.
Do you have to be a member of the chamber?
You do not have to be a member of the chamber to belong to the young professionals. And they have, what were you telling me, over 500 people now on your...
700 almost.
700.
Yeah.
On their contact list.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
it's
they're
a good thing you're not using paper anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't work out for us. We're all about, like Stan said, we're all about Facebook and
that's a lot of spam.
Emails. Yeah.
And they're regionally connected. A lot of them are from Allegheny County, Westmoreland County, Beaver County. But they're doing business, and they have friends that are doing projects and things in Butler County. Mm-hmm. So it's really been a nice springboard for these younger professionals to get involved. I see them now on boards. I mean, if you notice... three people that are in the running for the election for city. One of the city council candidates is young professionals. Both of the mayoral candidates are involved in young professionals. So they're not only getting involved in their specific project and their business and their networking, but they're getting involved in the community. Mm-hmm. I see them on school boards, and I see them church affiliations and. So it's really nice. It's been a good organization for the Chamber of Commerce.
Who's to say nothing against older members? How can we say this?
No.
Nothing against more experienced members.
My more
I don't want to keep using older.
No, my more seasoned members
are
excited that the younger professionals are helping and that they, as you know, we have a past president's advisory group. They're going to be meeting in a couple weeks. And they range in age from David Lloyd was the chair of the chamber the year I was born, up until, let's say, last year's chair, Lisa Howard Summers, who helped to found the Young Professionals. So it's a nice mixing of different demographics, different ideas, and there's a little bit of the old, and they say, well, we did it this way. You might want to do it this way. So we don't allow naysayers in either one of the groups. But, you know, history is an important part of our future. And
can you apply to become a member or to be put on your list of contacts? Is there a procedure you go through for that?
Well, the application is on the Chamber of Commerce website under the affiliates group, Young Professionals. And you can also just send us a message on Facebook, and you know, we'll just tell you what we have coming up and how to get involved with us.
So, what a lead-in. What do you have coming up in the near future for the young professionals there, Kristen?
Well, as I had mentioned, right now we have our Ghouls for Good kids costume fundraiser going on right now. So we are collecting Halloween costumes, new and gently used, for kids of all ages. And we're working with a few organizations that will be given tickets. Mm-hmm. And then the kids will come and they'll shop at the Clearview Mall, which was kind enough to sponsor a storefront for us. And then the kids will have costumes to go trick-or-treating in, and we also have some bags being made so that they'll have bags for their goods that they get.
And this is called Ghouls for...
Ghouls for Good.
Good. Okay, yeah, and, for good. And oh, Ghouls for
ghouls,
Good.
Ghouls, you know, spooky. You got to start with the
now.
Halloween
G-H-O-U-L-S. Ghouls, yeah, yep. Halloween. Okay. Ghouls for Good. Costumes for kids.
Yeah.
Do you have enough costumes yet?
No, we need more.
And you got to get organized, so you're probably going to need these pretty quickly.
Yeah? Yeah, last year we got 300, so this year we're hoping to beat that.
And how do people donate a costume or two?
Well, they can stop by. We have donation locations located at the Chamber of Commerce, Butler Tires for Less, Tin Man Suites, and Spring Street Cafe in Zelenople, Butler Family Bowl-Away, Dittman Eye Care in Butler and Cranberry, First National Bank in Prospect, Batch in Saxonburg, Sam's Club in Butler, the Clearview Mall office, Farmers National Bank in Bonaire, Eau Claire, East Brady, Fairfield Inn in Slippery Rock, Texas Roadhouse at the Clearview Mall, and the YMCA in Butler.
So very convenient. A lot of places you can drop them off. And keep in mind, folks, it is October. Despite the fact that I haven't changed my calendars yet, it is October, so you probably want these within a week.
Yes, the deadline is actually on Monday, October 9th.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to be a brand new costume, or could it be one that might have been worn a time or two, but it's been well taken care of?
Yeah, gently used. Mm-hmm. We'll take those, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you come from a big family or not, but there were four siblings in my family, and the Halloween costumes were all... They were all worn four times down through the years.
Ours were always repurposed something, you know. If you had an old pair of jeans, you ripped them and you put a sack on your back and you were a hobo. You know, something else.
Change it around a little bit.
Or if you were like my older brother, who was not the most well-behaved child, you cut one of my mother's wonderful sheets and became a ghost.
This, by the way, is it benefits Butler County Children in Need. And you said that you have some agencies that are going to be giving tickets out. Is that how you're going to run this?
Yeah, some of the groups that we're working with are Butler County Children and Youth, the YMCA, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Portersville Prospect Food Bank, and the Kids Backpack Program throughout the elementary schools.
So, folks, I don't know whether you've check the price tag on Halloween costumes, but there are some families just wouldn't have the money for that because, quite frankly, they're very expensive, especially if you've got a couple of kids. So it's a great way to help out and let the kids have fun. And, you know, who doesn't have fond memories of Halloween?
That's
right. Whenever you were a kid.
I say, and if you're going to be dropping at Sam's Club, buy one. They're very inexpensive at Sam's Club, and then put it in the bin, and you've made your donation.
Great idea.
Exactly.
One fell swoop, you've taken care
Correct.
Of. Ghouls for Good. You said, Kristen, you did this last year, and it was very successful?
Yes. Yeah, last year we raised over 300 costumes, and then we also raised another about $400 in sponsorship money because we have a paint night at Brushes and Bar Stools. So this year's is coming up this Friday, October 6th, and you can go to the Brushes and Barstools website to sign up. We're going to be painting a masterpiece, and we will have dinner there, drinks, and prizes, all for only $35.
Really? I didn't know you could eat there, too.
Well, it's the food is sponsored by Fairground Market.
Oh, okay. So it's
so
all
it'll
for
be delicious.
Your special event, huh?
Yes.
Have you been to this place, Dan? It's really neat.
It is extremely interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not the best artist, but
you don't have to be. Yeah.
You have to know how to have fun and hold a paintbrush.
I talked to the owners right after they opened. Oh, it's got to be, I don't know, year, two, maybe 2 years ago. And I'd never heard of such a concept before. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Dorothy and Lance are very community-minded. They're the ones that...
Calvert, right? Isn't that their last name?
Calvert. Yes.
They chaired the Fall Festival this year and did a fine job.
If you haven't heard of them or been there, folks, it's right beside Miller Shoes, right in there, South Main Street downtown.
Yeah, it's next to DeWalt's health food.
Near Miller's Shoes.
Near Miller's
Shoes. Yes, two doors down from Miller's Shoes. They're neighbors.
I missed it by a door. yeah, that's where they're located. It's a fun place. And they're doing good business now, too. And a lot of folks are having get-togethers and parties and stuff in there.
Yeah, they do a nice job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, both Dorothy and Lance were here talking about, because I'd never heard of such a concept before. I thought it was a great idea. So that's coming up this Friday.
This Friday. Still time to register.
And you have your deadline for people that want to donate costumes, new or gently used. That's coming up on Monday.
Yes.
So you got a pretty busy week ahead of you here.
You have no idea.
Young professionals. Yeah. I almost hate to ask if you got anything else coming up. Hopefully it'll be a little bit of a break.
No. Once we get the store open, I think that's going to be a part-time job in itself. And then, you know, next month we'll have, in November, on the third Thursday, November 16th, we will have our annual mixer at the Harmony Inn. So we do that every year, and it's just a fun night out. They do put on a nice buffet for us, and we have drinks, and we have prizes for members to win.
Is it like a mixer that we used to have back in college?
Correct. It's geared towards new members also. We want people who are interested in seeing who belongs to the young professionals.
Good idea.
It's a great
to come to that mixer at the Harmony Inn. It's sponsored by the Harmony Inn. Bob McCafferty sponsors the food and the beer. And they do prizes, and it's just get to know each other. And then if you want to join the young professionals, you can do so that night. So.
Do you need to make a reservation if you want to go to that mixer?
We like if you make a reservation. They can do it on Facebook, or they can call the chamber.
Naturally. Don't mail
with
us.
With what's called the telephone.
No.
Because we like to tell Bob how many people are coming, but he closes the upstairs of the Harmony Inn for us for a couple hours.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And the date for that again is?
November 16th.
Okay, that'll be coming up before we know it.
Yes.
I just had... somebody yesterday asked me, when do we change the clocks? And I had to look it up because, you know, it was the same for years when we were kids. And I keep moving it every few years. First Sunday in November, which this year is November 5th.
Fall
so
back.
It's almost exactly a month away. We fall back to standard time. So just a little tidbit of information.
Good to
It'll
know.
Be on standard time for your mixer. Now, that is really a great idea. And by the way, Facebook page for young professionals, is that what you look for?
Yes. Okay. Just go to Facebook.com, search Butler County Young Professionals, and we will pop up.
And there you are. Well, surely you're taking a break after that for the holidays.
No. It keeps going because we have a mixer on December 1st with the Chamber of Commerce. It's our annual holiday mixer at Furniture Galleries. And we will be doing a toy drive to benefit Butler County children and youth.
It's a busy group, Stan.
It's a busy group. Yeah. I don't have the energy to keep up with them.
Well, the Chamber should be proud of them. Yeah, take
we
the
are.
Bull by the horns. And
we're very pleased with what they've accomplished. The last couple of years, they've gotten a couple van loads of toys, actually. And that's new toys, new unwrapped toys. And the Chamber members who attend that holiday party bring some really nice things. And then the young professionals bring them to CYS. And they get distributed to foster children. So,
good stuff.
Yeah.
A warm feeling, I think. Yeah, it's a lot of work, I know.
It's worth
especially
it,
for those of you who are on the board and a lot of organizational work. But it's a feel-good thing, too, when you get done with it.
Yeah.
Take a break. Chat a little bit more with our guests here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a moment. One of our sponsors on the program today, Butler Motor Tours. You know, they're booking already, and I say already. I mean, it's October, for goodness sakes. They're booking for their annual one-day shopping trip to New York City. And I'm always amazed at how they do this. It's pretty neat. The date, by the way, is December 2nd. If you want to go shopping for a day, for a Saturday in New York City, here's how it works. You climb aboard one of their big luxury coaches on Friday night, and you can take a little snooze while you are driven to New York City. You get there early Saturday morning. You can shop all day. Go to all the big shops in New York. go to Macy's like we all did in The Godfather for Christmas, or just sightsee if you want to for a day. And then you climb back on the coach at 10 o'clock Saturday night, and Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, you're back in Butler. It's pretty neat. So they've been doing this for a long, long time. Butler Motor Tours. And you can check their website, butlerbus.com, for more details on that trip and many other holiday trips, too. Santa Express on the Titusville Railroad is a nice family outing. That's in early December. They're taking a couple of trips down to Ogle Bay to see the Ogle Bay Festival of Lights over the holidays and lots of other stuff, too. And, yes, they're booking for their annual midwinter trips to Florida, January and February. Butler Motor Tours, a company that's been around here for going on 77 years now, South Monroe Street in Butler, and their website with all the information, the trips, the dates, the itinerary, the cost, everything, online at butlerbus.com, butlerbus.com. Quick note on the midday lottery numbers. Do we have them from Harrisburg? We've got them. Pat Parker will check them for you, and we'll be right back after this.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick 2 is 00. The pick 3 is 090. The pick 4 is 5598. The pick 5, 20750. Wild ball for each of those is 4. The treasure hunt is 9, 12, 18, 20, and 23. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt is $50,000.
Welcome back, folks. Hey, a quick mention of our good friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee. They offer corporate orders of custom gift boxes to give to clients with the holidays just around the corner. Mm-hmm. You can choose from a variety of different things at Cummings Candy and Coffee downtown. They've got a wonderful assortment of chocolate-covered chips and pretzels. I love their chocolate-covered potato chips. I mean, they are fabulous. Chocolate-covered graham crackers, cherry cordials. How about a half-pound bag of Butler's Own proprietary blend of coffee, the Main Street Roast. Roasted right on Main Street at Cummings, of course. Call Barry Cummings for corporate orders, 287-3287. He can give you all of the details. You know how long Cummings Candy and Coffee has been around? 1905.
I was going to say
1905, and I believe almost all that time at the same storefront. Not quite, but almost.
And it's now third generation, I think.
Right? Yes, yeah. Yes. And they've got three locations now. Main Street, everybody knows Cummings on Main Street downtown. Also at Butler Memorial Hospital and Cummings West. Relatively new location on Route 68, Evans City Road, just outside of town. They're open 7 days a week. And one other mention. Can't talk about Cummings this time of year without mentioning their peanut brittle. Have you ever had their peanut brittle in the fall? I mean, I just thinking about it, I can smell it right now. The aroma is unbelievable. Peanut brittle is available now. Yes, it's available right now at Cummings. Stop in, take a look. Have we covered the bases here, Pat? We're in good shape? Okay, good. Because I wanted to mention a couple of things with Stan Kosciuszko, the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, visiting with us. Since we last chatted, you had your Chamber of Commerce Celebration of Business dinner and honored some local folks.
We did. We honored Thompson Miller Funeral Home, Glenn and Robin Miller. Unfortunately, Dick died just a week before our dinner.
Yes,
so
yes.
We were planning on getting him there, but he saw it from heaven, and we honored Merrill Moses Jewelers, and it was quite moving. Two mainstays to Butler County were honored by the Chamber of Commerce, by their peers, and I think it was really nice. It was a wonderful evening. Slippery Rock did a great job.
Yeah, that was up at the Smith Center, up at Slippery Rock.
Yes, we were a little bit over capacity. Don't tell the occupancy people. But a lot of people wanted to honor the two recipients. And we also did our leadership Butler County graduation ceremony that same night. So it was a very nice evening, yeah. Hmm. It's our big chamber night. You know, it's one that, of all the things I do all year, that makes me the most nervous because we do showcase the Chamber of Commerce. We don't bring in guest speakers or anything other of that nature. Give away the two awards, one for a business and one for an individual. And I'm real proud of that evening.
Anything else coming up on the chamber calendar as we head now into...
Quite a bit of stuff, yeah. We have our last Sandler workshop, and that's on October 12th at Conley's, and it's called Head Trash Removal.
Come again?
Head trash removal. How to get rid of all that stuff that gets stuck in your head and messes up your mind. Remember when Dan Hudak was here, he was talking about it. It really is, you know, how to get the maximum performance out of your head. And if anybody wants to attend that, it's only $25 a person for breakfast and the seminar. Just call the chamber, 283-2222. And then a week after that, I'm going to have my third meet and move luncheon, and that we do up in Grove City with the Mercer Area Chamber and the Grove City Chamber, and it's sponsored by Grove City College. So that one is going to be on October 18th. That's the one where we network. You have your salad at one table, you move to a different table for your main course, different table for dessert. So instead of having lunch with just the same eight people, you get to meet three groups of eight. Mm-hmm. And then following that on Monday, November 6th, will be our last one. That one we do at the Pittsburgh Marriott. That one is done with the Pittsburgh Regional Chamber, Business Matters, Social Pittsburgh Social Exchange, Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau. And that one is on Monday, November 6th. You can find all this on our website, butlercountychamber.com, and make your reservations that way. Mm-hmm. And then we're having a business mixer after hours. We're doing it in conjunction with the United Way of Butler County. It's going to be hosted by Mars Bank at their Penn Township office. So that is on Tuesday, October 24th, 5:30 to 7:30. No charge to attend that one. But we do need reservations because it's going to be, we need to tell Mars Bank how many people to plan on. But as you know, the United Way has a new interim director, Marianne Eisenruth, and we want to introduce her to the business community.
Excellent.
So people can get to know her.
Is that right on Route 8 in Penn Township? Is that where
it is? Yeah. Right on Pittsburgh Road. You know exactly where it is. And then Heffron Tillotson is doing a business succession planning workshop for us. It's also free to attend. It's on Tuesday, October 31st, Continental Breakfast, and information on how to plan to leave your business to someone, to sell your business, all the things you need to think about if you are a business owner. So that one should be interesting also. We like to provide educational information to our chamber members. And if we can do that from other chamber members who are the experts, then that's the way to do it. So
the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, obviously a very active chamber, and not just, all their events are planned to be of value one way or another to business, even if it's just meeting people, like you mentioned, the rotation luncheon. You meet 24 people,
exactly.
For goodness sakes. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right? 3 times 8? Yeah, 24.
And I'm also submerged in my leadership at Butler County. The new class started September 21st and 22nd. And so their first big session is the leadership challenge course out of Slippery Rock. That's this Friday.
So. The chamber also publishes a wonderful newsletter. I don't know. Is Jen involved in that, helping out to publish that, or is that all you?
The newsletter actually is all me.
Really?
Yeah, we used to have a communications director, and when she left to be a full-time mom, I thought long and hard about hiring somebody, and then I thought, no, I don't mind writing these articles.
I did not know that. I seriously didn't, yeah. Because I was complimenting this month is just out for October. It's jam full of stuff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do member news in there, so members can send me press releases. We scale them down and then put them in there, and it's just the activities, what the leadership's doing, what young professionals doing, chamber activities. My undergraduate minor was English, and so I like to write. So it's no problem for me to write them.
I just got my copy today, and I was just scanning it, and I noticed, for example, you had a little article here on the symphony opening up its new season this Saturday night. We just had Matthew Kramer on the program yesterday, the musical director and conductor.
We try to keep it topical.
Yeah.
Now, Minuteman Press prints that up for us. I send the articles to them. They typeset it, and, you know, I send them photos. Young professionals send me photos of their activities. Everybody takes photos with their cell phones now. so I'm not at a loss for photos. We're the only chamber. It may be almost in the state of Pennsylvania that still does a paper copy newsletter. We mail out 1,000 of those. The ones I get from other chambers are all electronic newsletters, and I have nothing against that. But my chamber membership and board like having the paper copy because they keep it on their desk for a couple of weeks, pass it around the office, and I find it to be a bigger impact. I'm a proponent of print media.
So. Can business join the chamber at any time of the year, or can you just do it like...
Any time of the year. You join, and then we prorate you when we send you your second bill.
Stan Kosciuszko is president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. Nice to have him with us today, and nice to see Kristen Kane as well. She's banquet manager for the Atrium and Pine Hall. And for the purposes of our discussion today, board member of the Butler County Young Professionals as well. Kristen, nice to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you both. Coming up on tomorrow's program...